When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome once again to another edition of the Chelsea podcast. My name's Chaz, and as ever, I have the magnificent Mooch with me. How are you, son?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
That's good. And we're very pleased to be joined once again by Vikram from the Chelsea Social and Vavel. Good to have you, mate. Thank you for joining us again.
Yeah, it's good to be on. Hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, we're not too bad. Thank you, buddy. So we're looking forward now to our home match against Newcastle next Monday evening. Another one that's been moved for television. Thank you very much, lads. That's kind of you. So, it's been a mixed build-up to this one, hasn't it? Liverpool at Wembley. Then we've had cup win, the scrape through the cup game against Leeds. Slightly underwhelming performance against Brentford. How do we see this one going, chaps? I mean, surely, if nothing else, we can't do as badly as we did when we played them away. Can we? Vikram, what do you think?
It could be the end for Poch, you know. It could be one of those games. If we look back to Graham Potter last home game against Aston Villa where we lost 2-0 and reports were coming out that he was fine and secure, but then he got sacked the next day. I mean, this one could just turn out to be a repeat of that. Where, I mean, when you consider like the circumstances of the game, Newcastle haven't been in great form throughout the season, but they've got a statement performance coming up the sleeve. I think. I think they won the last game. I can't remember who they played.
Beat Wolves 3-0.
Wolves. Oh, was that the when Gordon scored a home game just a couple of days ago? Yeah, but I think they've got a statement performance coming up soon against a big side where, I mean, obviously they lost to us in the cup on penalties, but I think they know that they have the pressure on to produce something and to climb back up, because I think they're hovering around us on the league table.
Oh, no, they're eighth.
But, yeah, I can see it going really nasty. Like, first 20 minutes will be huge, because if we don't come out quick, then I can see it getting so toxic, just like against Brentford.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a bit of a mixed bag. They've had there's clearly goals in the team, you know, and they seem to be getting a lot of injured players back, you know, players that missed out earlier in the season. I don't think Gordon played against us in the Carabao. I think Joe Linton's still out, but, you know, Isaac's come back.
Willock, he's come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're starting to get back to some sort of something like full strength. But having said that, it has been it's been a real curate's egg of a season for them. You know, they had the good win against Wolves, and Wolves have been playing pretty well recently. But, you know, they only drew with Bournemouth and Luton. They got thumped by Arsenal, although most teams are getting thumped by Arsenal at the moment. Taken to penalties by Blackburn in the cup. I suppose it's a little bit which Newcastle turns up, isn't it? Mooch, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's they're like us. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of
frustratingly inconsistent.
Yeah, and we'll see which toon army we get.
What do you make of Eddie Howe?
I don't. My opinion changes each week.
That's how I feel about Poch. Yeah.
Yeah. It's frustrating, I imagine, in the same way it is for us, because they should be doing better. They should be getting a bit more consistent. They've got great players. We know we've got great players. They're not clicking when they're together. They've got injuries. We've got injuries. It mirrors very, very very much with our season. I'd like to be where they are in the league. Not that it matters that much, but but it's I'm worried about a statement performance, as you say. But we should be seeing them off at home.
I mean, we tend to do well in the nighttime games, where home in front of our fans on the telly. I mean, but you just, when you consider the reason, like how we've been throughout the season, I just feel like there's going to become a game where it gets really nasty and the fans just start to get really toxic. And we started seeing it away at Middlesbrough earlier on, but I can feel, I just can't see us convincingly getting the win. I just think it's going to go one way. And I know you think, you'd expect us to win because we're at home, but yeah, you look at Newcastle's strength anyways, like up against our defence, and our defence has been so bad this season. All they'll need is one, two chances to create for him, and that could be that.
I mean, you were bringing up defence. Vic was bringing up defence. Do you think we'll stick with a 3-5-2? I mean, it was a sort of a mixed mooch. What do you reckon? It was a bit of
That was the question I was going to just pose. I was like, are we gonna revert back to four at the back? Are we gonna try and have a bit more of a physical presence there with Chalobah potentially or is Silva going to be coming back into the team? I don't know if we played well enough with five at the back to continue with it. And I don't know if it's going to be. I think it will probably revert back to form with four at the back. I don't think we'll stick with five at the back.
And Vic, do you think? As Mooch points out, there's Cucurella. Remarkably, I was surprised to see him back so quickly. Was back in the squad. Thiago Silva was back in the squad against Brentford. There's whispers that Badiashil might also be ready to be back in the squad. Could it be a question of personnel? If Thiago is fit to play, do you think bringing him in at the expense of one of the centre-backs that played on Saturday might be an option? And that might help bring a bit of... might make that 3-5-2 a bit more settled?
Yeah, I get... Starting Silva in a back three, it's just in a back four where if you're going to start Silva, then expect to concede two or three. but if you look into the future as a team, and this is where Pochettino has to get it right if he wants to remain in the job long term. If you want to look for headed for the future of the club, then the way I see it, you just go back to the back four and keep Silva out of the team. If you want to play attacking football where you sustain attacks, play high up the pitch, then you need quick centre backs. And Silva, we've seen it a lot of times, unfortunately, where one ball over the top and that's him stretched and it causes problems. But if Pochettino goes with the back five, and that's basically prioritising result of a performance, let's be honest, if he does go with the back five, then you'd expect Silva to start because we've seen him before in a back five where much less space to defend, it's just much more protection and then it obviously benefits him.
I mean, on the plus side, I agree with you. On the plus side, having him in when we are under attack and when they're, you know, when we're sort of defending a bit deeper and from set pieces, I feel he probably brings a bit of presence and a bit of experience in there that we seem to have been lacking in the last couple of games. High balls, dealing with high balls, making sure there's a little bit of organisation at set pieces, that sort of thing. But yeah, I take your point and I think you're right, you know, and we've already said, we said on the main pod, didn't we, that, or I did, which is basically what's important. I said that I felt, you know, the performance, you know, I'd happily take performances over results. And I think you're right. You know, we need to start building a team that's going to be playing regularly. And obviously Silva is not a long-term answer to that. This is probably a very silly thing to say, but what do we have to do to beat this side? What do we have to do to beat Newcastle?
I think it's starting well. I think that's, as Vic touched on, we need to have confidence, and if we can start on the front foot, nick an early goal, get some confidence in our strikers and relieve the pressure on the defence, then we've got a decent chance of getting a result. If we go down to an early goal, then it could be a difficult afternoon, because Newcastle have got pace up front and we don't want to be stretched.
No, and I think somebody said, actually, I think on the commentary for the Brentford game, somebody said that once we go ahead, you know, we've got one of the best records in the league. I know we threw it away against Wolves, but we have one of the better records in the division, remarkably, for scoring and then not losing points from a leading position. So it does, clearly confidence is a big thing in this team. Vic, how do you see it going? I take it you'd agree with Mooch on that point.
Yeah, I think discipline's going to be huge. Getting a goal, but then not just taking the foot off the gas after that. I think you get your first goal, an early goal, ideally, and then you still keep the pressure on to get the second and then hopefully a third. But that's maybe asking too much of the current group of players that we have up against theirs. But yeah, I mean, I'd be amazed if we go 2-0 up. I mean, I can certainly see us getting another goal, but then I can see it like going apart in the second half, where we just allow Newcastle more and more of the ball and then they eventually score. And then similar like Brentford, where we just turn it up late, 70th, 80th minute, and then we suddenly start sustaining attacks again and applying pressure. But then it can't be too late too soon again. It can't be, because then where's the direction and where's the improvements really? Where's that sign of the team actually growing mentally as a collective unit? So,
well, game management, I think, has been a big thing, hasn't it? And I think, either for in the lead or drawing, our game management hasn't been bad, and we have seen us take our foot off the gas. And that's what I'd really like to see. Maybe it's a question of getting us, you know, getting to half time, keeping tight, playing well, hopefully, getting a lead, getting a confidence building lead early in the second half, and then having a little bit, you know, and then that giving us the confidence to sort of kick on rather than it. We seem to score sometimes a little bit luckily and then have a really purple patch after we've scored. Like, the goal lets us relax, lets us build a little bit. I can see that happening against Newcastle. They're a team that aren't, again, if they're on a little bit of a roll, they can absolutely put teams to bed quite quickly, but equally, they haven't been consistent. They haven't been able, and I think you can rattle them by going a goal ahead or putting them under a bit of pressure. I mean, I guess we probably ought to just come down to predictions now. Mooch, what do you reckon, mate? What's your heart say? What's your head say?
My heart says it's going to be a draw. You know, I just think, I'm worried about it being a home game and the sort of the atmosphere there. If it doesn't start well, it could get a bit nasty, and that is not what we want. But it's what could very much happen, because there's bigger and bigger elements who are not happy with the coach and the performances. I think we probably will also get a draw. So I think it's going to be, I think it's score draw. I think it'll probably be one all or two all.
Perdues, Big, what do you make of it?
I'd love to see a nice 2-0 win just to relieve a bit of pressure, but my head's saying 2-1 Newcastle win. I mean, it's going to be one of those games where the midfield's going to be huge. Like Caicedo, Enzo, Gallagher, they'll have to be on it. Palmer will have to be on it. If we allow Newcastle just to gain control of the midfield and allow Bruno to dictate, then it's going to get so toxic. If once they start sustaining attacks and they score early on. I can see it going so toxic, just like Mooch said. I'm going to go for a 2-1 Newcastle. I just think they'll have a bit too much quality for us. I mean, you got Isak up top alone. He can just win you games like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad but true. I'm going to try and be a little bit more optimistic, which is not my... Those people who know me will know that's not my natural... That's not my natural positioning. But I reckon we're going to win it. I reckon we're going to win 1-0. I think we'll have had a little... the little bit of the layoff, the eight-day break between games or whatever, 8 or 9 days games between the two... will benefit us. I think there's players coming back into the squad. I think Cole Palmer is due a performance in which he takes the game a little bit more by the scruff of the neck. And I think Newcastle have got mistakes in them. And I'm going to go, therefore, for 1-0 Chelsea. Right, that's it, lads. Another week over. Thank you so much once again for joining us, Vic. It was a pleasure to have you.
You guys as well. It's great to be on.
And I'm sure we'll see you again very soon. Mooch, as ever, it's been an absolute joy, mate.
Yeah. Look, hopefully we do them and we'll be able to have a little bit more hope.
Yeah. Let's. We'll ramp up the optimism next week. Honestly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a bit of a depressing one.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, mate. I mean, it's the team, isn't it? I'd imagine this is how most of the fan base are feeling.
Mm.
If you're not feeling this way, let us know, people. We're on the socials. Thanks so much for joining us this week again. If you're going to the game, enjoy it. Be good. Keep the blue flag flying high.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.